We are heading towards the elections in November with the midterm elections just 7 weeks away, seven state primaries today.
And imagine the challenges, though, of campaigning in a place like Afghanistan, where the Taliban has its agenda and, in fact, opposes women candidates. And there are lots of women candidates who are trying to campaign. Consider campaigning against the backdrop of rising violence and allegations of massive corruption.
And Afghanistan's gearing up for the general election, which happens this weekend. And we're going to hear from the BBC's Ian Pannell. He's been to the remote province of Ghazni, where the Taliban has threatened to kill anybody who takes part in this political poll.
At the moment, we're riding on the back of a white Toyota pickup truck. Man in front of me is heavily armed. He's got a machine gun and a waistcoat that's stuffed full of magazines. He's giving me a big smile at the moment. Behind me is a police van. In front of me is one of the candidates for the constituencies in Ghazni province. It's telling that so much security is required. It tells you quite how dangerous this area is. And just simple campaigning means being heavily armed and heavily protected.
As they tour the town, Ian meets one of the local parliament members that's standing for election this weekend, Mahmoud Ghilani. And Ghilani doesn't hold out much hope that the vote will be either free or fair.
Campaigning has changed a lot from last election, 5 years back. We could have easily gone to any area we would have liked to go and without much risk. Now, it's quite risky. Most of the candidates have not visited their districts. They are just focusing on the city itself. I think it's more or less like an anarchy.
Next stop, the local bazaar, where you can find politics thriving. Remember, the Taliban has threatened to kill anyone who tries to vote. So the question there is, who's willing to take the risk?
I don't have a card. I'm not going to vote, because if I vote here, I will be slaughtered and beheaded there. If we vote here, they're going to cut our ears and noses there. So which one do you want to sort of...
Have you been threatened directly or just everybody knows?
Well, this has happened before. People have been beheaded and killed. They will take you out of the car on the highway.
We were flippantly discussing who's mad and who's apathetic in American politics. Imagine if that was at stake. One of the people is the Taliban's top local commanders in this debate, Mullah Rouhani, showing off his military hardware.
Elections aren't possible here. Last year, during the presidential race, a few people came by helicopter and stuffed the ballot boxes. Today, the district is under the total control of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. No candidate, election worker, or voter can enter. We, the Mujahideen of the Emirate, will defend every step of Ghazni province. Jews and their slaves will not step their foot onto our land.
That leaves one obvious question for Mahmoud Ghilani, the local parliament member that's trying to get elected.
Are you afraid that you might lose your life in this pursuit?
Yes, of course. Every day I'm worried, my family is worried, but we have this aim to take out Afghanistan of the current crisis. If it means risking your life, I will go ahead with it.
Wow. That was a slice of life on the Afghanistan campaign trail ahead of this weekend's elections. Definitely puts the stakes in our elections into perspective. That was brought to us by Ian Pannell. He's a reporter for our partner, the BBC.
Forget the Tea Party. Wow.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.